We can't afford to wait any longer, Donald, particularly in light of the recent EPA findings where there's a huge amount of discharge out into the Ballinas Bay. It's also curtailing development, economic and social development in the greater Fallcarragh area. So there is a need to expedite the process. Irish Water have a planning application currently in with Donegal County Council for the necessary mechanisms and network associated with the new scheme. It's now important to progress that as quickly as possible so as a construction date can be nailed down for early in 2020 in the new year.
You've met with Irish Water. Have you had any indication from them that that request will be acceded to?
Yes, I'm very happy with the progress which has been made. I've been in constant negotiations with Irish Water about this particular project since they have taken over the responsibility for wastewater nationally. This is a project which was being dealt with by Donegal County Council. And of course, the difficulty with wastewater facilities such as Fallcarragh when they were being dealt with by the local authorities was that there was a difficulty in expediting those through the Department of the Environment at the time and now the Department of Housing. Irish Water has a streamlined process and we see work taking place right across the county and it's a more efficient and effective way of delivering such projects, and that's why I welcome the progress to date. But it's important now that we redouble those efforts, that the council grant the planning approval as quickly as possible, taking into consideration all of the essential planning regulations, and then that the tender process is swift and that construction starts on site as quickly as possible. It is quite a large scheme. It will serve a population equivalent of 1,675 people and it will completely overhaul the antiquated system that is there at the moment, which was originally constructed back in 1959. So I think the local community are long overdue a new sewage treatment facility in Fallcarragh. And Irish Water informed me that they hope construction can begin in the first half of 2020 and that the construction would last approximately 18 months and that it would be completed before the third quarter approximately of 2021. That's what we're looking at the moment.
In terms of local businesses, it's been very much a double whammy for them in terms of Irish Water services, because not only have they been hampered in their development by an antiquated sewage scheme, as you've outlined, also they've been hit by water outages and bad water pipes as well. The fact that both are now being addressed by Irish Water would suggest that hopefully within the next 2 years or so, we'll see a vastly improved situation for the business community in Fallcarragh and its environs.
Absolutely, and not just the business community, but also the general population in the area, because Irish Water are involved, as you say, in both investments. Of course, the water situation is more apparent because people without water, you see and feel it immediately when your tap is off. And I do welcome the investment. Both these investments are long overdue, and I suppose that the Irish Water process in delivering these has been shown to be much more effective and efficient and swifter, faster, providing better value for money than the old system of delivering such projects through a government department and then asking the local authority to roll it out. Yes, progress has been made. Some people would argue, and rightly so, that it's long overdue. It is. But the water situation is being repaired. But of course, people, even in recent days, were still without water while that work is being undertaken. So we hope that while the water situation will be resolved in the coming weeks or months, that the sewerage issue then can be addressed and dealt with. My job as a local public representative, working with other representatives, is to keep the pressure on Irish Water to make sure that the priority that they're giving to the area continues and that the groundworks or the spade is put into the ground to start work on the sewerage scheme as quickly as possible thereafter. Because at the moment, Irish Water informed me that there's the equivalent of 1,300 wheelie bins of inappropriate water going out into the Ballinas Bay on a daily basis. So obviously that's having a huge environmental impact in a negative way. Therefore, that must be addressed. The EPA have raised that issue. And it's a beautiful bay. Many people, use the bay for walking, even bathing out there. So it's totally inappropriate that there will be a discharge of that capacity into the bay. This will address it. It will take approximately 18 months during the construction phase. But at least then that will address this long overdue issue, which has been a blight in the local area for many years.